Have you ever gotten an STD while using a detergent? And have you ever wiped your face off when it's sweaty with a pair of underwear? Well, stay tuned because these people do.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Boom.
What is up,
guys? We are here for the Season 5, Episode 1 after show for Young and Hungry. We're here, we're back, finally, and we're so excited that we have a new panelist.
Yay! Hi, guys!
Where can everyone find you on social media?
My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on social media at KarinaXVRGS.
We're so excited to have you.
I know, I'm so excited to be here.
And my name is Becca Brown. You all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Let's jump into this. And, oh, you can find AfterBuzz everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. And if you're watching on YouTube, hello. So let's just jump into this because this was a crazy episode.
It was
exciting that they're back. Everything's going. Josh and Gabby are still on this whole punch card thing.
I know.
They're not dating.
They're dating.
They're just having relations. And as Gabby says, I had feelings in my parts, but not in my heart. And I was like, okay, that's a perfect way to put it,
Gabby. They're dating.
They're not dating.
Yes, they are.
But do you think this is just bad news overall? Like, I mean, you can't really do this kind of thing and then not get feelings.
Yeah, you can't, you know, do the punch cards and stuff and not get attached type of thing. Like, and you even saw that throughout the episode, too, how like, they were jealous of one another, of, you know, everything that was going on, so.
I know.
It's kind of impossible.
It really is. It's what?
Billie Jean girl just said, I kind of feel bad for Sophia. She likes a guy who is obviously not into her. And I thought of the movie. He's obviously not that.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys for being in the live chat, by the way. We love you so much. I just want to say that I love Yolanda and Elliot. And we'll get to their storyline here in a little bit. But we kind of have to let you in on this little insight. Obviously, they use this Tude detergent. But Josh is having all kinds of thoughts that this itch that he's getting in his underpants is not from a detergent. He's thinking, oh my gosh, this is an STD. Like, Gabby is over here, you know, screwing another dude, and I'm catching this STD. How irresponsible of her. I thought we were, like, exclusive. And he's automatically starting to think the worst. So he's over here having a full-on photo shoot, like a panorama. Like, what did you think of that scene?
I think it was so funny that Gabby, like, caught him in the act and
know.
What is he doing? Like, are those pictures going to be for... Sophia said, oh, what if she's sending you those pictures? And it's like, oh,
she
ended up not getting them, so...
I know, so she thinks, oh, cool, yeah, Sophia, I think you're right. I'm going to send him a photo of my boobs. And so she just, like, does this nice... She does a one-taker, too. Like, I'm not a girl, but I would imagine if you're taking photos, you want to make sure you got the right angle, you want to maybe airbrush,
even
put a filter on it.
Even if you're taking them of your face.
Yeah,
exactly. She just pulls up her shirt and
pops. And I was like, oh, okay, she's very confident with
and even
she's
Sophia
got going
was
on.
Like, where's her bra? Like, where'd you leave your bra? She's like, at Josh's. And I was like, oh, okay, so.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah, no. I was like, okay, Gabby, we see you. So yeah, she sends him a photo of her boobs, and then she realizes, you know what? Josh has not sent me this panorama. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Then she automatically thinks, oh my gosh, he's sending it
to someone else.
Another girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now during that part, I leaned over to Dakota and I was like, why weren't we at this taping?
I know.
Like,
I know.
What? I want to be at that taping where he was just going.
I'm sure you do, Becca. I'm sure you do. And we will get to that in episodes to come. I was actually very fortunate to get invited by Rex Lee, who's like my favorite character. He got to invite me to the set. We got to, I got to hang around, watch the show, and then we also got to, Becca, we didn't go this season.
No.
We went
last season.
I got to go with Freeform to a set visit as well, which was super fun. But I will talk to you more about that whenever that episode airs. Super fun, had the best experience, and I hope that we can all go together sometime. So much fun. Finally, Gabby and Josh sit down. They converse about these picks. They automatically go at each other's throats, like, you're sleeping with someone else, and they think, okay, well, no, you gave me an STD. Okay, well, you're sending your panorama to other people. And, like, it's just a mess. And, I mean, what did you think was going to happen? I mean, obviously this was going to happen. They can't do this whole punch card thing without
without getting jealous.
Like, when I expected drama, I didn't really expect drama, like, the drama of the picture thing.
Exactly. And it's one of those things where luckily Yolanda and Elliot kind of swoop in and they're like, all right, you know, we're fine. You know, you guys didn't cheat on each other. It was this Tude laundry detergent.
Words of wisdom.
And so finally they were kind of like, okay, you know what? We have feelings for each other. We can't do this. They go home. Then Gabby calls him and they discuss that they have this rule called the tell and hold rule, which basically means they can continue the punch card, but then if they start dating other people or seeing other people, they have to kind of put it on hold and let each other know. And they think that this is going to magically solve everything. And then not only that, but then they're sitting there and sending these cute things back and forth like they're BFFs. I thought it was cute, but at the same time, I'm like, you guys, this is still like a disaster waiting to happen.
Like, that is a couples do. You know, talk on the phone and talk about, oh, look at this video, look at this and that. And it's like, I thought you guys are not a couple. I know. You know? And they're saying, oh, let's do the hold thing of like if they find a relationship or whatever, they'll put it on hold. But it's like, are you really, if you're enjoying the cards so much, like, are you really going to get another relationship type of thing, you know?
So. And they only have 5 punches apiece. I mean, now Josh has 4 punches. What do you, I mean, what's really going to happen when they run out of punches? They're going to find some other excuse. They're going to go get another Yogurtland punch card.
And if they're already, they're already getting jealous at, like, the first punch. Imagine when they're, like, on the 3rd or 5th or 9th, you
know?
They're
going to be like, oh, my God. Like, they're going to be like, no.
I wonder if this is actually gonna be one of those things. I feel like we talk about it a lot, where this storyline progresses all season.
I know.
Or if it's just gonna be a forgotten storyline after this episode.
I don't know. I don't think so, because they've done this whole punch card thing for at least, I guess it's the 2nd or 3rd episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was funny because I was talking to Rex and he was telling me that he was watching our episode where we talked about the flash drive, and you remember the stolen flash drive?
Oh, yeah.
And he said that he was laughing because we were spending here talking all this time about how we thought it was going to come back, and he was like, guys, move on, like, this is not going to be in another episode. So he was like laughing because he obviously knew it was going to happen. But I thought that was hilarious because we had like this in-depth thing where we were like, I think the flash drive is going to come up and it's going to be so-and-so's fault, and then they're going to somehow get it back and they're going to lose all this money. And like,
I'm pretty sure I said it wasn't going to come back.
That's true. Michelle and I originally thought that. That it was going to happen.
Yeah, so I was right. You all wrong.
You know. Speaking of Rex, let's talk about Elliot and Yolanda's storyline. One of my favorite storylines, because it's always this cat and mouse back and forth thing. Even Josh and Gabby say at the end, it's like the little mouse and the cat, like they're running around chasing each other. But Elliot is basically jealous of Gabby because she's upstairs shagging Josh. And he finds his underwear that Yolanda's washing, wipes his face with it, and then notices that he gets a rash. What did you think of that? Were you like, first of all, why would you wipe your face with someone's underwear? I was like, wait a minute.
I mean, they were technically clean, but still, you know.
I know, and they have this Tude detergent is what gives him a face rash. And
because Yolanda doesn't want to buy the expensive kind.
She pockets the rest of the money that he gives for the allowance.
Well, and I love the name, because there's like plenty of room for puns with that.
What's that?
With the name Tude.
Oh, I know. That's I know, so I great. Love it. I can just imagine Yolanda at the 99-cent store in the very back of the store with, like, the stuff that's been there for 3 years, never used type of thing.
Yes.
The one that's on sale for, like, 50 cents.
Yeah, at the dollar store. It's like, 50 cents. But I love how Elliot's, like, automatically, like, I'm going to blackmail Yolanda. I know her secret, so now we're going to go halvesies on the compensation that Josh gives, or, like, the allowance that he gives for all the cleaning supplies. So I love how he always, instead of, like, doing what's right, he always kind of, like, goes on her level, but makes, I want 50-50 of this, you know what I'm saying? And I love that about him. I think he's such a schmarmy little character, and I love it because he's such a scammer.
Yes.
I love a scammer. And then they're basically, whenever Josh is like, yo, I have an itch, and it hurts like a you-know-what, Elliot's like talking circles around Josh, trying to get Yolanda to not tell him about the Tude. And so it's like this battle of like, okay, well, we're going to keep quiet. Like, we gotta keep this together. And they don't tell him.
And Elliot's, like, throwing Gabby under the bus. Like, yeah, it is the STD. Like, she
gave
Gabby's
you that.
You know, it's all Gabby's fault.
No.
It's nothing else other than, like, she's sleeping with other people. And so he was, like, kind of throwing her under the bus.
I know.
Elliot always blames Gabby.
He does. But I like how, you know, him and Yolanda finally decide, you know what? This is not worth them killing each other over. So they rush in last minute, they confess to them, yo, you guys didn't cheat on each other, it's because of this Tude. And then finally that kind of got put to rest. And then Josh is like, oh, I know why you must have done that. It's because I'm not giving you enough allowance to buy your stuff. And
I'm going to double it.
Yeah, that's it. I'd be like, yep.
That's more cash for Yolanda and Elliot to split.
So. I'd be like, why not triple it?
I love how they do that little like fist bump. They're like, all right, let's go. We've done our good deed for the day. Now we get more money out of it. So, it always works out so well for them.
Renji said, "I love the part where Elliot freaked out over seeing her boobs."
Oh my gosh, boobies! I know that was like the best line. I've seen that line in the teasers, obviously, for this season. And I was like, "What is going on?" But it just makes sense from obviously
from all that happened in the episode.
I love how he literally almost trips over the chair. I'd like to ask him if that was planned or if he like really did
kind almost of tripped over it
because the chair started spinning and he was like. Kept going, and I was just like, that's so genius.
I feel like that's one of those things where it wasn't planned.
I know. I feel like it probably was. And it was probably like, all right, perfect take. We're keeping it.
Yeah.
But let's get on to the third storyline, which I thought was very funny. Sophia is still trying to find a man. She's still searching. She's still scavenging. Scavenging? I think it's
scavenging.
Yeah. She comes up with a plan to win this man using Gabby's cooking skills, using Gabby's food. But he's got a girlfriend, but she doesn't care. What do you think? Is it okay to go after a guy when you know he's got a girlfriend?
No.
You pause. Well,
because she's like, yeah, I've totally done it before.
No. The way that she was talking about it, how like, oh, they had broken up and stuff, but then that kind of just makes Sophia like a rebound. But it's like she still like is looking for a man. So she's like, I don't care. You know, like they broke up. Here's my chance to squeeze in and steal his heart or whatever,
right,
you know?
But the first scene that we had with her, they weren't broken up yet. But then second scene, they broke up somehow. And then she's like, okay, well, he's coming over for dinner because I'm going to be like a shoulder to cry on. And hopefully that's not the only thing he cries on. I was like, what? I was like, how is that enjoyable? I don't even know. But I was just super confused. I was like, wait, what is he going to cry on, Sophia? What's he going to cry on? In the end, Kendrick isn't single anymore. He sends flowers saying, hey, thanks for being a great listener, but I don't really need to come over anymore. I'm back with my girlfriend. What did you think of that? I mean, it was a nice gesture. He at least gave her flowers.
And then Sophia's like, yay, I got flowers.
I know. Yeah. I was like, are you kidding? Like, that's what you got out of all this? But it's so obvious at the very end. I'm like, why has she had this man's shorts or pants? If he like has a girlfriend, how in the world did she get it? But she spilled the food on his pants so she could wash them to wash it with Tood, so then that way he'd think that his girlfriend gave him an STD.
There's a reason that Sophia and Gabby are friends. I'm just gonna leave it in that.
I know.
Also, Karina's name torn in the chat says the new psycho Sophia is amazing.
I know. I was like, wow, like she really knows what she's doing here.
She is insane.
And I just from what I've seen this season at the tapings, you guys are gonna love what's happening with all of the characters. But Sophia is just getting more and more hilarious, and I think becoming more and more like a big part of the story, which I think she should, because she's an incredible actress. Amy Carrero, love her, and she just has amazing
comedic timing. Sophia should be in the
spotlight. Exactly. And I really wish the spinoff would have worked out, because I was all
that
for it.
So I was all for it as well. I was really sad to hear.
I know. If you guys haven't checked that out, make sure to go check out our interview with Amy Carrero and Ashley Tisdale regarding the spinoff that they were talking about. You can find that on YouTube. That was an incredible blast. I would love to have Amy in again. Ashley too, but I really want
that was a blast.
I really want Logan Rawlings to come back on an episode of Young and Hungry.
I do too.
I know. I'm thinking, you know what? Let's go ahead and have her come on as a series regular.
Can we? Please.
I know. I was so nervous that night because she was my very first ever childhood crush. Like,
I think we were all like,
my very first ever childhood crush, literally had posters of her on my wall, like thought I was going to marry her. And she walks in and I'm like, oh, hi, Ashley, how's it going? Like, I really had to maintain my cool.
He didn't. Spoiler alert.
But it was one of the best interviews that I've ever had. And I was so happy with the way it turned out. But I just don't know how I didn't just start breaking out in song, like as soon as she walked
Wait,
in.
Wait, you don't remember that?
I didn't break out in song. I know every word to Guilty Pleasure and Headstrong, both albums. I have them memorized in here. But anyway,
can you start singing?
Not right now. I'm kind of sick.
Sing
so
Headstrong.
Not now. But we'll open up with that next week. Let's get into a little bit of predictions before we have to go.
And now, you're After Buzz TV
predictions.
All right, guys. Do you have any predictions?
Gabby and Josh will keep dating.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I predict that they will get more and more jealous until they finally realize, should we try again to be in a relationship?
They are dating. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Okay, I can't really predict in predictiones time because I was at the finale. I guess it was the mid season.
We can predict
finale.
What?
Oh my gosh, he's got Headstrong pulled up. Give it a play. Come on.
To close.
Okay. Well, we'll. Hey. This was my life, guys. I know, like, I just love Ashtism. Anyway, my biggest prediction is that I can't tell you because I know what's going to happen in the end with them right before
the
mid-season finale. I don't know. You're not going to get it out of me. But from what I don't know, I'm going to predict that Betty White's going to be in a few episodes, which I'm super excited about.
Who else is starting the season?
Ritesh Rajan.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm super excited. He's in Stitchers.
Stitchers, guys.
Which is coming back.
Coming back June 5th.
Yes. So we're really excited about that. As far as other guest stars, I'm not too sure. I'm hoping for Ashley Tisdale. But any other, like, thoughts, questions, concerns, itches?
Well, I'm concerned about Dakota's posters and his ring.
Oh, yeah. I had to take him down, you know. But I still love her. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to give us a comment below. We'd love to reply to you guys, and we just love talking to you. Give the video a big thumbs up. Subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you follow all of us. Again, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at KarinaXVRGS.
What about you?
Y'all can find me at BeckBTalksTV on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I'm getting ready to do a very special video with Lindsay Shaw. If you haven't seen season one of her and I's little mini-series on my YouTube, make sure you check that out. Also, you can find... What other after shows are you guys doing?
13 Reasons Why, starting on the 31st, but that's about it right now.
What about you?
I'm not doing any other than this one.
All
right,
you're exclusive. You have an exclusive contract with us.
Yeah.
And you guys can find me on the Once Upon a Time panel as well as Baby Daddy, which is literally taping in like 2 or 3 minutes in the same studio. Make sure you jump over. It's going to be awesome. We love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.